holding a primary vote today in the first serious internal challenge to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in his more than a decade of power. Veteran politician Gideon Saar hopes to unseat Netanyahu, arguing that he will be better placed to form a government in national elections in March. Netanyahu is expected to retain his position as leader. Results are expected on Friday. North Korea has promised a so-called Christmas gift to the United States, but nothing yet. However, U.S.-North Korean tensions appear far from resolved as Pyongyang's end-of-year deadline for nuclear talks approaches. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
There was widespread speculation that North Korea might conduct an intercontinental ballistic missile test around the holiday season. That after a North Korean foreign ministry official earlier this month cryptically promised a Christmas gift to the United States. But there were no reported weapons tests Wednesday, and North Korean state media refrained from any major criticism of the United States. The quiet may not last long. North Korea has imposed an end-of-year deadline for the United States to soften its stance on stalled nuclear talks. Among the more provocative options that Kim could announce, according to analysts, a suspension or termination of negotiations with the U.S., or the resumption of long-range missile or nuclear tests. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Disaster officials in the Philippines say a typhoon that hit the central part of the country on Christmas Day killed at least 13 people. The typhoon brought sustained winds of at least 120 kilometers per hour. Tens of thousands of people evacuated their homes, with many turning to improvised shelters in schools, gyms, and government buildings. U.S. stocks are up in morning trading, flirting with record highs. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A tragedy in Turkey today where a boat filled with migrants sank. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Seven people have died and 64 had to be rescued when a boat carrying migrants from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan sank in eastern Turkey's Lake Van. The accident happened at around 3 a.m. on Thursday. The lake is near the border with Iran, where migrants regularly cross into Turkey, heading west towards Europe. It was not clear why the migrants were on the boat in Lake Van, which is completely within Turkey's borders. Five people were found dead at the scene and two died in hospital. According to the governor's office, the 64 people rescued were taken to nearby hospitals and shelters. Search operations are continuing.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. The United Nations says the war in Afghanistan has caused more than 100,000 civilian casualties. It is urging all sides to take genuine and concrete steps to end the 18-year-old war. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she is disturbed to hear Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say there would be total coordination between the White House and the Senate over the upcoming presidential impeachment trial. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
While it appears acquittal is a foregone conclusion in the Senate, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says it's wrong to make that decision ahead of time.
For me to prejudge and say there's nothing there, or on the other hand, he should be impeached yesterday, that's wrong.
Speaking to Anchorage station KTUU, Murkowski adds she was bothered when Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in a recent Fox News interview said that there should be total coordination with the White House on the trial.
I heard what Leader McConnell had said. I happen to think that that has further confused the process.
I'm Shelley Adler.
In the United States, state and local election officials from key regions are receiving military-type training to help them protect their ballots from foreign interference next November. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Elections leaders from California, Georgia, North Carolina, and other regions have been told to adopt a battle staff command structure with clearly defined channels and steps to quickly react to any attempt to disrupt their balloting. While the federal government will be on high alert for any suspicious cyber activity, it will be up to elections officials on the ground to identify and neutralize any hostile activity. The training is part of the Defending Digital Democracy Project, which has created instructions and drills for elections officials to practice handling real threats on Election Day. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And this is VOA News.
This is Border Crossings, radio's number one.